Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking to a lady in West Virginia. Her name is Tina Kreiner Black, and her parents, Chris and Mildred Kreiner, own the local Ben Franklin store here in Main Street on Nicholasville and in Wilmore. We'll talk with Tina about her parents and that business right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you this morning as we continue to reminisce and learn about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Today we're going to be talking about a business which not only had a location in Nicholasville, it had a location in Wilmore as well. And a lot of people patronized this business because it was the local Ben Franklin store. I have wanted to do this program for some time because of its owner, Chris Kreiner, along with his wife, Mildred. And we are pleased today to have on the phone with us from West Virginia, his daughter, Tina Kreiner Black. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here with us this morning, and I'm so tickled that we're able to do a program about your parents and the Ben Franklin store. You know, when you look down Old Main Street, and anywhere from the 50s, 60s, 70s, somewhere in that area, and people start remembering businesses, they always remember the Ben Franklin store and your parents and how they were a part of this community. And I guess, Tina, the best way to start maybe is let's start with your dad, Chris. Now, when I say that on the air, I want to spell it because a lot of people think it's Chris, but it's Chris, C-R-E-S, correct?
That's correct. That's short for Creston.
For Creston. Well, tell us where your dad was born and some of his background as far as his family's concerned.
Well, his mom and dad lived in Camden, Arkansas, which is where he was born in 1914. I'm not sure how long they lived in Camden because the tales they tell all happened in Little Rock, Arkansas. So they moved to Little Rock at some point. His father was a cabinet maker, and dad was went to school at Little Rock Central High School, which is where he met my mom, and he was apparently a ringdinger of a guy. So, and all sorts of trouble.
So were they high school sweethearts?
They were.
Okay, they both were from there. All right, what did they do as far as they graduated high school? Did they get married quickly, or did they go to college? What was some of that background?
Let's see, they got married in 36, so no, they didn't get married right away. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Dad went to work in Little Rock, I believe, as a stock boy at F.W. Woolworth, and Mom did sewing for people. She was quite the seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't get married right away. But then when they got married, they moved to St. Louis. Woolworth moved them to St. Louis, and that was their first home.
Now, did either one of them go to college?
No.
Okay. Did either one of them serve in the military?
No.
Okay, so they get out of high school. They're with Woolworth, which is kind of like Ben Franklin's store as far as the way they do things, I guess. And they work for that company, end up in St. Louis eventually.
That's right.
Now,
within a few years.
Okay, were they there for a long time?
No, my brother was born there. That was John.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe they were in St. Louis very long before they went to New Orleans and had Ben Franklin in New Orleans. And one time, Don and I were visiting in New Orleans, and we found the location of the I'm sorry, I keep saying Ben Franklin, but the Woolworths.
Woolworths, yeah.
And even the Lythone that marked the spot where it was located. So.
Well, let me ask you, since you brought up your brother John, let's talk a little bit about the family. At some point in time, they decided to start one, and you said your brother John was the firstborn. Tell us about John a little bit. He was born there and traveled with them. Tell us about his life, maybe who he married, what happened there.
Well, he married Marilyn House, better known as Nikki.
Mm-hmm. And she was a sister to Billy Foundhouse here in Jessamine County.
That's right. Okay. And they lived right across the street from Mom and Dad on North 3rd Street.
And we always on this program like to try to do a little connect the dots, for especially for people who may have been living here for a while. But Billy Foundhouse, who we mentioned, Mickey's brother, was part of H&H Motors, which was located on Main Street right before the Catholic Church.
Right.
So they lived on 3rd Street over there across from your parents, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, that neighborhood included some pretty well-known people. I guess you had the Bufords over there. You had Ben Doyle's family and the Dardys, and a number of well-known citizens was right there in that little area.
That's right. We were next door to the Bufords, and the other side was, he was the county agent, and I just lost his name. But
Clarence Mitchell?
Clarence, yeah. And we were quite good friends with them.
Yes, Ben Mitchell. Now, how much older was John than you?
He was 3 years older.
And he was born in St. Louis. Where were you born?
Well, the next move was to Taylor, Texas, and that's where I was born.
Taylor, Texas. So they just, Woolworth just said to them, okay, time to go somewhere else, and that's how that all happened.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
We lived all over the place.
While we have the subject on you, let's talk about you. You grew up, tell us who you married, and you're about your children.
Okay. I grew up in Nicholsville, of course, mm-hmm. and went off to Maryville College in Tennessee, and there I met Donald Black, and we hit it off really well. Much to Mom and Dad's chagrin, I married a Yankee because he was from Pennsylvania.
You all have children?
Yes, we have three sons,
uh-huh.
One that lives in Colorado, and our middle son lives in Lexington, Kentucky, which is nice.
Right.
And then our youngest lives in Mammoth Lakes, California.
And how many grandchildren do you spoil?
Well, we only have two grandchildren. They're the ones in Colorado, so we don't spoil them too much.
But you do when you can.
Yeah.
And you've been in West Virginia for how long?
Let's see. We moved here in 86.
Okay, so quite a while. Yeah.
Quite a while.
All right, so your parents are in Tyler, Texas. Did you say Tyler, Texas?
Taylor,
Texas, and that's where you were born, and they're at a Woolworth there. All right, take us on down the road. The road will eventually lead to Nicholsville.
That's right. Well, their next move was to Bogalusa, Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and I can only remember moving away from there because the day we didn't live there very long, I don't believe, but the day we left town, there was a lightning storm which struck our house, and we drove away as the fire trucks were coming. I guess it was a rental house, probably. But anyway, that was a big. That's all I can remember from Bogalusa.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Ada, Oklahoma, and I don't believe we were there too long. I mean, all these moves. I mean, Woolworths. I don't know why they moved him so frequently, but anyway, Ada, Oklahoma, and I don't know anything really memorable there. Except at some point, Dad left Woolworths and worked just for a brief time for Davis Women's Ready-to-Wear.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried his hand at some other kind of business. And then in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, he began to work for Butler Brothers, which was the company that supplied merchandise to Ben Franklin stores.
So there's the first connection to the Ben Franklin.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's getting he's getting a little bit closer to Kentucky. He's come all the way around a big circle, going all the way to Texas and back, and
right.
He's in Tennessee. So at some point, I assume, there had to be an opening to open or to buy a store in a little place called Nicholsville. But was that the next place he went?
That was.
Okay. How did
actually Lexington first.
Okay.
Because he was still with Butler Brothers, and Ed Martin's Ben Franklin was one of his stores that he visited.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how he got to this point, but I'm assuming Mr. Martin decided to sell.
That's right.
Okay. Now, how old were you when they came to Nicholsville?
Well, I finished 7th grade in Lexington, so I went into the 8th grade in Nicholsville.
And was the size of the town pretty comparable to places you had been before?
Well, no. I think it was a lot smaller.
Yeah. Was that any kind of a culture shock for a 7th grader?
No, it really wasn't. I was flexible.
Yeah.
And I loved the kids. I made a lot of friends really fast.
Right.
Yeah, and by then I was used to moving, so it was not a big deal.
So he opens up, or he buys the store on Main Street. Now, I remember it in that block. As you're coming down Main Street, it's on the right side of Main Street in the block prior to the courthouse block. Is that where it was located when he bought it?
I believe so. Uh-huh.
So it was there all the time.
Near the intersection. Yeah, it was near the intersection of 3rd or whatever.
And it would have been pretty close, let's see, if my memory serves me right, with next door to Baskets Restaurant, maybe?
I can't say.
I think that's, if I'm thinking right, he may have been down close to where Dr. Reynolds had his, he was an eye doctor. And he may have been down in that area, I think. I've got some pictures of it from our Facebook website, old pictures of that. Now, did he have the Nicholasville store very long before Wilmore came along?
You know, I can't remember when he purchased Wilmore. I know he met Mr. Rainwater and he wanted out of the store, you know. But it seems like it was quite a while.
Yeah.
Before he got involved there. Because then by then John was old enough to take an interest he'd been in college for a few years and been in the Air Force and was back home, and I believe he was married by then too. So yeah, he became the manager of the Wilmore store.
And it was owned by the Rainwaters.
Yes.
Okay, would that have been I'm wondering which Rain, you know, there was a bunch of those guys.
Oh, well, I don't remember which one, no.
Well, of course, Ben Franklin's, and this has been a topic of discussion on this program before in some interviews that we've had, about how many of the same kind of stores this town supported. You know, we've talked about all the drug stores that were around, and we've talked about all the clothing stores that were around. And Ben Franklin was kind of the same way. I mean, you had that one. I remember right up the street was Hobbs, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, but they pretty much kind of sold. Tell us some of the things you could buy when you walked into the Ben Franklin.
Well, the big deal was the candy counter, of course.
Yeah.
And that's where I worked.
Okay.
And then, I mean, they just had everything, really. They had sewing things and yard goods, and they had, I don't know, not too much into clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I seem to remember underwear and, you know, that sort of thing, and mm-hmm. socks and stuff like that. But I don't know about shirts, and I can't remember clothing. Kitchen stuff, I mean, you know, just comic books. I mean, a huge display of comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they all made it, and that's what's interesting, and that's the point of this, is that all the stores that we had downtown, and they all made a pretty good living, raised their families, and did well.
Oh, yeah, and Saturday was the huge day. Everybody came to town. The farmers lined up along the street, and their wives went in and shopped. And, you know, it was quite a big occasion on Saturdays.
Somewhat like a Mayberry.
Yeah.
Now, you said you had a son in Lexington. Has it been very long since you've been in Nicholasville?
Not too long. We still own a house on North 3rd.
Okay. So you've somewhat seen the growth and the changes.
Absolutely.
That we have had here in the downtown area and the spread out into other areas of Main Street. Boy, what would he say? What would Chris say if he could come back right now for a few moments and see the downtown area especially?
He'd probably say, I knew it would happen.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he would, because he always thought Lexington and Nicholasville would meet someday.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much did.
You know, I remember, too, it seems like he was very involved. Was it the Rotary?
Yes, he was in Rotary.
Yeah, and seems like not long ago I saw a nice picture. It was an old picture of him and Doc Yearwood and I think Lee Welch Jacobs, just to name a few of Rotary members from several years ago. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about your mom. Talk about Mildred Kreiner and what kind of person she was.
She was the rock that my dad leaned on in high school because he was pretty wild, pretty you know, rambunctious, and once he met her, he knew he wanted to marry her, I guess, and he just pretty much settled down, started going to church with her, and although his family was a church-going family as well, but Mom was, I mean, she was right there for him no matter what. They were the most in love couple. I mean, he would have a treasure hunt for her to find her Christmas present every single year. Little rhyming clues that she would have to follow all around. And he did that every year that I can remember. It just, you know, they had such a fun time together, even as they were older.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Mom was a seamstress, and I never realized how much she was, or how good she was. I mean, she made clothes for me all the time, but I just kind of took it for granted. But recently I have found that she did tailoring in Little Rock when they first were married. And, you know, she did a lot of things that were crafty.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Dad was very crafty, too. So between the two of them, you know, that they did a lot of things that were just with their hands and they enjoyed.
Did she work in the store?
She did, when not so much in at first, but later then she did a lot, and she worked in Wilmore some to help get things started and get it in Johnny's hands. But she did work in the dime store, yeah.
I'll throw a somewhat hard question at you. If you had to describe your mom in one or two words, which would you use?
Oh, goodness. Maybe patient. She put up with a lot.
As moms do.
Yeah, moms do. That's right.
Yeah.
John was a handful, you know, and she made, you know, she and Dad were patient with him and got him through those early stages into what he, you know, wanted to be. And, of course, he did decide to go into the store, and he loved the same business. And would have, you know, had he lived longer, he would have, I'm sure, been manager of the Nicholasville store eventually.
You mentioned that, and we must mention, because a lot of people who listen to us do remember the family. John died young, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
How old was he?
36, maybe.
Yeah. And you two, of course, he had young children, didn't he?
Well, he had Andy. They only had one son.
Just the one son.
But he was young, yeah.
Yeah.
8 or 9 when he passed away.
Usually there were only 2 children, I believe.
We are.
So that was certainly a hard thing to handle, I'm sure, for not only you, but for your parents, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, the interesting thing was my husband and I and our 3 kids were there in Nicholasville for that week, and we'd been doing things together all week long, and John had a friend, Tommy Ashley and Davis Nichols, and they had a big weenie roast the night before he died.
Mm.
He passed out the next day.
How about that? Your dad, let's focus on Chris a little bit. Now, I knew your mom. I can remember her, but not like I do your dad. I remember him very well. I can see him with a pipe. Very nice guy. Every time I ever talk to him, just very pleasant and very nice to me and to my family. Just talk about your dad a little, how his personality was and how maybe you would describe him in a couple of words.
He was very loving, but very strict, and I know when the plans were being made on my side to marry this young man from Pennsylvania, they were just flabbergasted. I mean, they knew about Don, but they didn't dream that I would, you know, go off and get married, which I did not do, of course. Because they were so upset, I said, okay, after graduation, I'll come home and go to UK and get my master's.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad was thrilled. He bought me a car that I could run back and forth in. And, you know, I mean, he hated to let go of me, and I appreciate that. I love that from him. But he was pretty strict with John, but, I mean, of course, he loved him too. I'd say he was more of a strict father, but he was an outgoing personality in the community or in his business, you know. So, I like everyone, I guess, there are 2 sides.
Yeah. Well, the way I remember him that way, very outgoing, very nice. What year did Chris die?
Let's see. They'd moved here by then to West Virginia, so let me...
Oh, so they left Nicholasville and came to your neck of the woods.
They did. Mom had developed Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And he just, as much as they hated to leave Nicholasville, they really hated to. It was awfully hard for him, but
sure,
he just felt like he needed the help.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, so they moved here, and my husband was administrator of a nursing home, which also had homes and apartments, mm-hmm. For people to rent. And so he died. Dad died in 2000. But by then, he was staying in the nursing home. He had cancer and complications. So he died in January of 2000.
What are some of your best memories of this place that you called home? You moved here, you said you were getting ready to go in the eighth grade and spent your high school years, I guess, it would have been Nicholasville High.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some of your recollection, maybe some of the businesses you remember the best, other than Ben Franklin, of course.
Oh, I didn't shop anywhere but Ben Franklin.
Well, certainly you went to Ward's Bakery.
Well, I don't remember Ward's Bakery.
Really?
I do, but my mom was a great cook too, and I don't even think we went to the bakery. There was a little store a couple blocks up on the left that we bought the world's best country sausage.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it.
Well, on that, if it was on the other side of the street, you had Thompson's Market, you had Heathman's Grocery.
It wasn't a grocery.
It wasn't a grocery.
It was a meat market. It was probably way before your time.
We'll have to try to. Maybe somebody can think about that and let me know.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, but in high school, I hear a lot of people that went to Nicholasville High talking about hanging out at Hemp Hills or at George's Drive-In, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember Hemp Hills very well, where they had great French fries and lemonade or something. I don't know. It was a good place to hang out.
Are you glad that you found Jessamine County?
Oh, yes. It was a wonderful place to stop moving and just stay. We were real happy. I loved the kids at the high school and the junior high, and I always liked the teachers. It was a fine place for me to be.
And I guess all those years of moving around with Woolworths, when your mom and dad finally, I'm going to use the word, settled down in Jessamine County, I guess they stayed here all those years. It was home, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, and it still is, although I don't get down there very often, so I can't really claim it as home. But as long as we have that house there, we always think, we could go back and live in that house.
That's exactly right. You could.
Yeah, might do it.
When we look back in the businesses especially that sat on our main street in that era, we've often said that they kind of helped lay the foundation for where we are. I was born 30 years too late, I've often thought, and some of the places that I have had talked to me about, and one that you just mentioned that we don't even remember the name of, and the way that things used to be, I can remember it vaguely as a small child, seeing the massive number of peoples on the sidewalks on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I can vaguely remember it. But back then, everybody knew everybody, and you just, it was Saturday especially, with the people sitting on the courthouse yard whittling, and the visiting, and the camaraderie. And we've had some things happen in our community, Tina, that has kind of brings the community together. But back in those days, the community was together every day.
That's right.
And it's a time gone by that I certainly miss, and I know a lot of other people do. And I know there's always progress and we can't stop it, but it's good to reminisce, isn't it?
It surely is.
Well, I appreciate the contribution that your parents made to our community for all those years. A lot of people still remember the Ben Franklin store and have fond memories of going into that store and shopping with your parents here and in Wilmore. And I just appreciate them making Jessamine County their home and helping to grow it as it is.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And thank you for taking time to talk to us. We are tickled to death. And maybe someday, if you ever do get back and want to move, you'll come back to here.
You might see me.
Great. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My thanks to Tina for calling in from West Virginia today and talking about her mom and dad, Cress and Mildred Kreiner, and the Ben Franklin store and what it meant to our community. We appreciate you coming in every Saturday also as we learn more about the county in which we live. We'll do it right here on All Things Jessamine, Saturdays 11, brought to you by Jess FM 105.9. In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.